Here is the translated text in English. U.S. positive on Iran deal, but talks still uncertain as ceasefire end nears. Seized Iranian ship likely carrying equipment deemed dual use by U.S., sources say. Fate of Iran peace talks uncertain as deadline approaches for end of ceasefire. Oil falls on expectations, U.S.-Iran talks likely to proceed, opening supply. Gold edges lower with U.S.-Iran talks. Fed chair succession in focus. Oil prices dip with U.S.-Iran talks in focus, ahead of ceasefire expiry. U.S. officials press Cubans for reforms at Havana meeting. Gold prices slip as renewed flare-up between U.S. and Iran. Fans inflation fears. Peru reviews disputed election ballots with final result likely stalled until May. Taiwan stocks lower at close of trade. Taiwan weighted down 0.88%. ADOS Q1 revenue falls. Narrows FY outlook on weak start. Wilborgs reports 10% rental income growth in first quarter. Exclusive, SpaceX President Shotwell earned $85 million last year. Document shows Nojima shares rise on plan to buy Hitachi Consumer Appliances arm. OP Mobility reports 0.4% revenue fall as autos industry weakens. Contenders to head crisis-racked UN face live grillings. Apple Asian supplier shares mixed on CEO succession plans. Rigaku shares hit record high on Onto Innovation Alliance stake deal. JP Morgan's national security initiative to expand in Europe. Analysis. With tariffs stalled, Trump's China policy drifts. German industry faces stagnation in 2026, BDI says. German producer prices fall 0.2% in March, beat forecasts. German producer prices fall 0.2% YY in March. China keeps loan prime rate unchanged for 11th month in April. Italy saw modest growth in Q1, supported by Olympics. Central bank estimates Canadian housing starts decrease 6% in March. U.S. tariffs drive steep drop in EU exports for second month. Italy's February trade surplus widens to $4.94 billion. Morning bid markets long for peace. Prepare for Warsh tariff refund system launches as thousands of companies file claims. Ethiopian Airlines buying 6 more Boeing 787-9 airplanes. Bank of Korea's new chief says monetary policy has to be cautious and flexible. South Korea economy likely returned to growth in Q1, Reuters poll. Trump says Iran blockade to remain until peace deal is struck. Ceasefire end looms. U.S. asks Brazil's security attached to leave country. German tax revenue rose 3.6% in March, finance ministry says. Labor Secretary Chavez de Rema resigns amid inspector probe. Bitcoin ticks higher despite renewed U.S.-Iran tensions. OVH Cloud and Alchemy enter strategic relationship to bring scalable, powerful dev platform to the Web3 world. Unicoin Foundation debuts, aligning social impact with the future of responsible crypto strategy. Inc. sells $2.5 billion in securities, buys 34,160 Bitcoin. Bitcoin adoption rebounds in U.S., but consumers still favor gold and stocks. Mixin launches U-margin perpetual contracts, bringing derivatives trading into chat. Bitcoin dips as Iran conflict stokes broader crypto market volatility. Bitcoin rises, tops 77K after Iran temporarily opens Strait of Hormuz. BTCC exchange launches SpaceX pre-IPO perpetual futures trading and celebrates with Tesla Cyberbeast giveaway. South Africa proposes new rules to regulate crypto under exchange controls. Spruce Biosciences prices 60-man public offering at $50 per share. Redot Pay integrates UI and USDC pseudo-enable seamless stablecoin-based payments and global payouts. Ethiopian Airlines converts options for 6 Boeing 787-9s. Cathie Wood's ARK sells Iridium. Stock buys Kratos and Amazon Onto Innovation to acquire 27% stake in Rigaku for $710 million. Delek US declares 255-cent quarterly dividend payable, May 8. Silvercorp secures $220 million syndicated loan from banks. Westlake Chemical Partners names Jonathan Baxt as CFO. New Fortress Energy secures 97% creditor support for restructuring. Alpha Cognition appoints Bethany Sensenig to board of directors.